For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Ready to go with high school football here tonight. Blue Earth area and Maple River. Darren Gurman stepping in tonight. I'm Randy Allen. Thanks for joining us. Darren filling in for Bob, who's away this week here. And 2-0-3 teams, Darren. Somebody's going to win their first game here tonight. We'll see. I think we'll have a pretty decent game.
I hope so. Yeah. I mean, you never know. 0-3. You know, you win tonight, you could rattle off three in a row. You just never know.
Yep. Well, that's what both teams are hoping, that maybe win tonight will start to get them going in the right direction, and we'll see how it all turns out here tonight. Maple River's going to kick off. Blue Earth area will receive. And the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. The kickoff man is Andrew Broughton for Maple River. And Gage Barker and Jacob Grandjeanette are the deep men for Blue Earth area. And so the Bucks ready to receive the opening kickoff is here we go from Mapleton here tonight. And the kick is a low short kick scooped up at the 20-yard line by Barker. Goes to the right side, and he's pushed out of bounds across the 30 to around the 35-yard line. So Blue Earth area will have decent field position to start the game. Jacob Grandjeanette, of course, the quarterback. Braden Rail handling most of the running duties. Jose Salinas and Branson Huskins, the wideouts. Caden Juba and Gage Barker in the slots. And up front, their offensive line, Peyton O'Hara, the center. Omar Gomez, the left guard. Eli Blagg, the right guard. Caden Osborne at left tackle. And Joe Bell is the right tackle for the Bucks. So they start first and 10 on their own 34-yard line as we are underway here in Mapleton. First play from scrimmage, handoff to Braden Ray, and he's tripped up at the line of scrimmage for a short gain on that one.
Yeah, he might have had some room there. He just got tripped up by one of the defensive tackle's legs. He just missed him.
Yeah, that there was a little bit of a hole there, but a little stumble there at the line of scrimmage, and it results in about a 2-yard gain. Second down and 8 now for the Bucks at their 36-yard line. Three-man front for the Eagles. Diesel Butler anchors it in the middle. Carson Healy and Curtis Cumbie are the ends. The linebackers, Anthony Orduna and Hayden Fox outside with Wyatt Burr and Justin Isebrand in the middle. On second and 8, a fake handoff up the middle kept by quarterback Jacob Grandjeanette, and he stuffed for a loss there back to the 35. And that'll bring up a 3rd and 9 here for Blue Earth area.
Look like Cumbie on the tackle.
So a loss of 1, 3rd and 9 at the 35-yard line. The rest of the defense for the Eagles, Wyatt Walters and Caleb Thompson are the corners, Amaris Harris and Lucas Prohl the safeties. And right away the Bucks put themselves in a tough third down situation here on their first possession, 3rd and 9. At their own 35-yard line. Trips out to the left side. And Grandjeanette. Had some movement on the line. We may have an offside here on the Eagles. Looked like one of their linebackers, Anthony Orduna.
Yep, number 20.
Goes offside. That'll be a 5-yard penalty, so that shortens it up a little for the Bucks. Third down and 4 now at the 40-yard line. Just underway here in Mapleton.
Looks like Maple River is kind of pressing them up on the ends, wide receivers and slots. They're not giving them a lot of room. So if they could get somebody in a crease with a pass, they might have a chance.
All right, we'll see what happens. 3rd and 4 at the 40 here for the Bucks.
Now they back off.
Yeah. Well, now they're coming back up tight again a little bit. The corner, Caleb Thompson, kind of. Now they're backing off again. Here we go. Back to throw. They go right side, though, and it's caught by the wideout for the Bucks, Branson Huskins, and he has room up the sideline. And now what happened at the end of the play? Did he fumble that?
There's, no, I think they called him down.
Yeah, Eagles wanted to think it was a fumble and a Eagle ball there, some of the players were indicating, but no, but that's a good game. Found the sideline after the catch by Huskins to the Eagle 41-yard line, and it's the first down of the game for Blue Earth Area. First down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago.
You so, throw that pass about four or five times, and then you do an out and up. See what happens then.
All right, first and 10 at the 41. Here's Braden Ray on a run, goes off right tackle. And he gets to about the 37 or 8-yard line.
Number 10. Fox on the tackle.
Down to the Eagle 39-yard line. They turns out to be just a 2-yard gain. Second down and 8 to go there. So second down and 8 at the Eagle 39-yard line. In the shotgun again is Grand Jeanette. Braden Ray is running back. Now in motion comes Barker, kept by the quarterback, Grand Jeanette, right up the middle. And he's close to a first down, down to the Eagle 32 or 33-yard line. Looks like he'll be maybe a yard short or so.
Butler on the tackle.
A couple yards short. They need to get to the 31 for a first down. So it's going to be third and 2 for the Bucks now at the Maple River 33. So the opening drive moving along here for Blue Earth Area.
You want to get these third and shorts. You want to make sure you get a first down a few times. You'll make them think about it, and then you can maybe throw a pass when you.
And there apparently was some confusion for the Bucks. They take a timeout, so we'll do the same. 8:12 to go here in the first quarter. No score between Blue Earth Area and Maple River. Back after this 1 minute timeout.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Omar Gomez in the backfield on third down and 2 for Blue Earth Area, and he bowls forward for a first down. Coach Cook said that he might use Omar. He's a 5'9", 240-pound junior, normally up at the left guard position, but lines up as a running back there, Darren.
Yeah, he got good yards, too. I wonder if they might go to the jumbo tonight a little bit.
Well, that's been a staple of their offense quite a bit over the years. So that's a first down to the Maple River 27-yard line. Bucks in their first few games, no huddled, and called the plays at the line of scrimmage in the last couple games. Now they've gone back to a huddle, and now another timeout for Blue Earth Area. So we're having a little bit of trouble with the plays here. 7:26 to go, first quarter, no score. Bucks and the Eagles, we're back in a moment.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Mapleton, Bucks had to use another timeout. They've used two timeouts now in the last couple plays. So a little bit of confusion, which is unusual. You'd think back when they were no huddling that would be more of a thing. Well, here we go. First and 10. Straight snap to Grandjeanette. He tries to run around the right side, and he's going to be brought down for a loss on this play.
That was slow developing, or didn't develop at all, I guess. Right. Would be the best way to put it.
Yeah. Not much blocking out in front of Grandjeanette there. He lost a yard to the 28. Second down and 11 for Blue Earth area from the Maple River 28-yard line. This drive started on their 34. And the opening drive for Blue Earth area has been a decent one. But we've seen it before. Good drives sometimes don't end in points, so we'll see what happens here. Back to throw now. Grandjeanette on second and 11. Wants to throw, can't find anybody. Now he runs, and he's only going to get to about the 25-yard line.
Got about three.
Yep, third and 8 will be coming up here for Blue Earth area from the Maple River 25.
Maybe some misdirection or something. Try a little something funky.
We'll see what they got going on here on this third down play. They're in four down territory, though, so if they don't get it here.
True that. They got four wide receivers.
Two on each side. Slot and a wide out on each side on third down and 8 for the Bucks. Grandjeanette straight drop under pressure. Now he takes off and runs and has
first down.
Of room.
Yeah, that's touchdown.
Yep, he's all the way in for the touchdown. Grandjeanette using his speed there, and once he got through the blue or the green shirts coming there for Maple River, there was a lot of room. Darren, 25-yard run.
Nice run. He's got some speed, and he's a little shifty, too. They only got, I think, get a couple hands on him is about it.
And a touchdown from 25 yards out, brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Extra point kick by Grandjeanette is good. And with 6:24 to go, first quarter, Bucks lead 7-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in 1 minute.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Back here in Mapleton, a 9-play, 66-yard drive for the Bucks. Jacob Grandjeanette on the 25-yard run. Kick good, and Bucks up 7-0 as the kickoff set to go from Grandjeanette. Deep for the Eagles, Amaris Harris and Lucas Prohl are the two deep men. The kick goes toward Harris. He'll field it at the 10 to the 20, 25, 30. Still on his feet across the 35. Good return by Harris to the 33-yard line on the kickoff, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. For your next event, check them out online at stageonesound.com.
It's nice to see extra point that goes through. They've had a little troubles the last couple years.
That is true. 37-yard line is where Maple River now will start, first and 10, as they go on offense for the first time here tonight. And the handoff left side goes to Lucas Prohl, and he'll pick up a decent gain of near 5. Zach Trio, the junior quarterback, Anthony Orduna, running back, Amaris Harris, and Lucas Prohl. In the slots, Prohl will move around to a running back as well. Wyatt Burr, Justin Isebrand, the wideouts up front. Diesel Butler's the center. 240 senior. Adam Corey, left guard. Curtis Cumby, the left tackle. And the Healy brothers on the right side. Carson Healy, right guard. And Eli Healy, the right tackle. Second and six.
Oops.
Flag
looks like
on
we
the
had
play.
Movement.
So it was second and six for the Eagles at the 41-yard line, but a penalty here.
Left guard or left tackle, I couldn't tell.
So a false start called on the Eagles will set them back to a second and 11 now, back at the 36-yard line. So that kind of erases a decent gain on first down. Clock running, 5:35 left to go here in the first quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. 7-0, Bucks have the lead.
Uh-oh.
And a
there
run straight up the middle. Uh-oh, another big play given up by the Bucks. And Grand Jeanette trying to chase him down from behind as number 20, Anthony Orduna, came through. Wow, what happened there? Nobody there to stop him, and he's all the way down to the Buck 5-yard line.
It looked like a quick trap in the A-gap. Just a dive play right up the middle.
Yeah. Once he got through there, there was nobody. And if not for Grand Jeanette being as fast as he is, that would have been a touchdown. But he was caught up from behind by Grand Jeanette at the 5-yard line. And that has exactly been the thing that the Bucks have had trouble with this year, is giving up big plays like that. This one sets up a first and goal now for the Eagles at the Buck 5-yard line. This will be kept. It's a direct snap and a touchdown. Wyatt Burr lines up in the quarterback spot, takes the snap and takes it in for the touchdown. Kind of a wildcat deal there with Burr. And wow, the Eagles answer in a hurry with another touchdown, brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. And they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop of Blue Earth.
Looked like Carter Rosenau had his arms around him in the backfield, but he broke free from him and pretty much walked in after that.
Wyatt Burr for the extra point. It is up and good. Yeah. And wow, quickly tied again now. 4:38 to go first quarter. Tied at 7. Bucks and Eagles back in a minute.
Granger Tiling has served this area for nearly 30 years. They have the experience to handle all of your drainage issues. They also do a quality job with the work guaranteed. Granger Tiling employs the latest technology in the industry with computerized CAD mapping and the best quality maps. Call Mark today at 507-327-9465 or 507-462-3299 for Granger Tiling.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
New Way K&H Cooperative reminds you, clean your fuel tanks and change filters in preparation for fall. For more information, visit newway-knh.com.
Kickoff coming from Andrew Broughton after a three-play, 63-yard drive. Big play was the long run by Orduna that set up a first and goal at the 5. So we're tied at 7. And a short end-over-end kickoff again, fielded at the 21-yard line by Gage Barker again. And he goes to the 31 and is pushed back. He'll get forward progress to 31 on the kickoff. Again, brought to you by Stage One Sound. If you've got a wedding, school dance, party, or need excellent sound and light guy, Dan's your guy. Check him out online. Dan Warner will take care of you. StageOneSound.com for your next event.
They marked it at the 30, so decent field position to start off with the second possession.
Well, the Bucks did a nice long drive. The Eagles score in a hurry on three plays, so some contrast on the first drives, but the result is we're tied at 7. We thought maybe we'd have a pretty good battle. So far, that is the case. Handoff on kind of a counter play up the middle, and it didn't go for much to Braden Ray.
Looked like if he would have cut left, he might have had an opening there. I had a good look at it, and if he would have just cut left before the guy got his hands on him, he might have had a little bit of room.
No gain on that one, though, as it is. Second down and 10. at the 30-yard line for the Bucs, down to 4:03 left to go here in the first quarter. Tied 7-7 on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. And the Bucs with a slot and wide out on each side. Juba slot left. And Barker in the slot on the right side comes in motion from that side. Back to throw. Grand Jeanette under pressure. Steps
going
left
for the
out.
Home
goes
run.
Deep. And he's got, oh, he had his man open. Branson Huskins had a step on the defender, but the throw goes over his head.
Maybe if he could have put a little bit more air underneath that, Branson can jump. You know, if it's easy to say sitting up here, but put a little bit more air underneath that one and let Branson go up and get it. I would guess that he's going to get it before the other guy.
Oh, wow. That was close to a big one there for the Bucs. Third down and 10 now from their own 30-yard line. Just a little bit too far on the throw there by Grand Jeanette. And they'll send Trips out to the right this time. On third and 10, Grand Jeanette in the shotgun with Braden Ray back there with him. And back to throw again. Has some time. Now goes deep far side. Got
wide
a man.
Open.
It's
wide
Gage
open.
Barker.
Stay on your feet.
Barker down the sideline to the 30, 25, 15, 10, and he's in
no
for
flags.
A touchdown. And a big play there for Blue Earth area. Wow.
That was an awesome pass. Right on the money. Right in stride.
And Barker ran free over there. That's the second time that the Eagles have had a little trouble defending. This one goes for a 70-yard touchdown. And big plays here early on both sides of the ball.
Whoever has the ball last will win, huh?
At this rate, yes. Touchdown, again, brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop in Blue Earth. Here's Grand Jeanette for the extra point. And the snap is on the ground. It's scooped up and blocked. Juba did his best to get it down, but it wasn't a good snap. Kick no good. 3:24 to go first quarter. 13-7. Bucks lead the Eagles. Back in a minute.
Call Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton for hardwood floor install, refinish, and resurfacing. With Bear Hardwood Floors, you can trust that you'll know what kind of service you're getting ahead of time. Quality work done on time. Call Ryan at 507-380-4312 today for your free estimate. Get your floors looking great with affordable and professional service from Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Well, a three-play, 70-yard drive, and it was a 70-yard touchdown pass from Jacob Grand Jeanette to Gage Barker. And the extra point, no good, 13-7. Bucks lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And here is Grand Jeanette to kick it off again. Line drive kick over to the far side to about the 10-yard line. On the return, this time Lucas Prohl up the middle.
Look out.
He breaks some tackles, gets across the 40, across the 50, and into Buck territory. And wow, the big plays keep coming. The kickoff again brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality. For your wedding, school, dance, or party, check out stageonesound.com. And the Eagles now with really good field position at the Buck 44 after a big turn return by Lucas Prohl on that one.
Salinas and Ray on the tackle.
He's got a track meet going on here. Split backs this time behind the quarterback Zach Trio, who's under center. A pitch to the left side and about a 4-yard gain on the play. Lucas Prohl on the carry.
That was a nice hit by Manny Grenier. Nice tackle.
To the 40 of Blue Earth area. Second and 6 for Blue Earth area there. Bucks with Peyton O'Hara, Chase Gamble up there in the front, Eli Blagg, Joe Bell, Manny Granillo, one of the linebackers, Carter Rosenau, the outside guys, Hunter Veland in the middle. And pass. Here's a throw out in the flat. Right side. That's a lateral. And it's scooped up by Harris. Oh, he's going to go for a touchdown because the buck stopped. And that was a lateral. That ball was live.
Yes.
And that's a touchdown. Gage Barker just stopped.
Yep.
Because he thought it was an incomplete pass, but that's a lateral. And Amaris Harris picks it up and takes it in for the score.
That was a heads-up play by Harris.
Well, he knew right away that was a lateral. We could see it, but Gage.
But I think Harris was the only one that knew it. Oh, they're bringing it back, I think.
Well, let's see here.
Oh, my.
Well, I hope they're not bringing it back because they think it was an incomplete pass, because that was clearly a lateral, don't you think, Darren?
Yes. Absolutely.
There's no penalty, is there?
No, there's no flag on the field.
Oh, for
we didn't have the best angle, but we had a pretty darn good angle.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
There's no doubt, to me anyway, that was a lateral and a live ball. And Dusty Drager is shaking his head. And
yeah, I would give somebody an earful on that. Knowing me.
Well, now they spotted it at the wrong spot if it's an incomplete.
Yeah, so is that the 40?
That's not the right spot. That should be on the 40-yard line. Yeah, now the press box trying to alert them. The ball's on the wrong. If that's an incomplete pass, if that was the ruling, it should be 3rd and 6 at the 40 right now.
Correct.
But they put it down at the 44, which was the original line of scrimmage, because they did get a 4-yard gain on that first run play.
Well, I got to look at the instant replay, I suppose, huh?
Yeah. Okay, well, because the guy that got the stick was back at the original line of scrimmage for whatever reason. I'm sure he took off thinking that was a touchdown.
Should
you know?
Be third down at the 40.
Yep, correct. 3rd and 6 at the 40-yard line, and that's where they finally put it down now.
Well, it's early in the year for the refs, too.
I guess.
Oh, right up the gut again. That's that dive play.
To Orduna again, was it? And
yep.
Yep. Anthony Orduna on the carry. He's short of the first down by about a yard. Fourth down. Needed to get to the, he's a couple yards short, maybe.
Couple yards, yep.
Yard and a half, something like that. He's just shy of the 35-yard line.
Yeah. If we could shoot a gap on that dive play and hammer the guy as soon as they're handing it off to him, we could create a turnover maybe.
Fourth down and just over a yard here. High snap over the head of Trio. He'll have to go back and fall on it. And the Bucks are going to take over on downs as that snap way over the head of Zach Trio. He recovers it back at the Maple River 46-yard line, and that's where the Bucks are going to take over 1st and 10. Boy, Maple River's got to be feeling what a range of wild emotions there. I mean, from thinking they have a touchdown to having it called back, and then now a snap over the head of Trio, and the Bucks take over. 1st and 10 at the Maple River 46-yard line. So the Bucks go to work. Their offense has looked decent here tonight. One long drive and one quick one on a big long touchdown pass.
I think we got a little motion.
Flag on motion the on first the play. Up, false start, Bucks. And so 1st and 15 now. Ball comes back to their own 49-yard line. And other crazy stuff's going to happen here. We're only in the first quarter. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 1:43 to go in the first, 13-7. Blue Earth area leads it.
Yeah, it's pretty early. We could see everything tonight.
It's been an exciting first quarter, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So the Bucks will come trips to the left now on 1st and 15. Salinas, Juba, and Gage Barker out on the left side.
Huskins to the right.
And back to throw. They go toward Huskins. He catches the ball a little bit past the original line of scrimmage to about the 40.
Should be about the
5 or so.
44.
If they must have stepped out earlier. Look at how far back it's
going.
What
the heck?
47-yard line is where they spot it, so it turns out to be only a 2-yard gain.
That's got me baffled.
Yeah.
He caught it at the 44, and they pushed him back. So maybe they didn't give him his progress. Maybe they thought he could get away. I don't know.
3-yard gain, we'll call it. 2nd and 7 from the 47 of Maple River.
I think we're offside on this edge.
Well,
yep.
Yeah, there's the flag. You got it, Darren.
Salinas
was lined up offsides.
Ay, Chihuahua.
You're supposed to point at the ref on the sideline and make sure you're good, right?
Well, he didn't. There's all kinds of things you're supposed to do.
So 2nd down, back now to their own 48-yard line. 2nd and about 16 for Blue Earth there.
Yeah, that one was, I could see that. I mean, it was,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're right lined up with where they were on the line of scrimmage there. So.
Yep.
So 2nd down, 16 yards to go. Ball on their own 48-yard line. The Bucs sputtering here on this possession after 2 good possessions.
Well, he looked that time.
In motion is Barker from the right slot, rolling left to throw.
Huskins is open.
Across the field, and Huskins, and it goes through his hands incomplete.
Oh, man.
And Huskins knows that he should have had that one. Oh, that was right on the money,
yes,
too.
Yes, it was. It was another great pass, another good pass. Hit him right in the hands. I knew a coach that used to say he hit him in the wrong spot, right in the hands.
3rd down and 16. At their own 48 now for the Bucs. That would have been a 1st down and then some had Huskins been able to hang on to that one. Down to 47 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. 13-7 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Bucs have the lead. They've scored on each of their first 2 possessions here in the first quarter.
Let's get a 1st down here.
It's a ways to go. 16 for a 1st down. For the Bucs, Granjanet back to throw under pressure, and he gets rid of it. Uh-oh, is there anybody over there?
Sort of, kind of. Huskins was over there. Okay. He was about 8 or 10 yards upfield from where the ball landed.
The intentional grounding on that one, but no call.
Well, I think they're talking about it, but I don't think they're going to. Okay, all right.
So 4th down, Bucs will punt. Amaris Harris going to drop deep to receive the punt from Jake Granjanet. And that drive comes to a stop. So at least for Maple River, after that turn of events from a touchdown to a high snap over the head of...
Oh
my goodness. Speaking of high snaps, that one's way over the head of
Granjanet. Kick it. Don't throw it.
Now he throws it.
Oh.
And it's caught by Huskins. He goes up the sideline and is pushed out of bounds at the 40. That was almost as good as a punt, I guess.
Yeah, well.
From where he was trying to punt anyway, or he would have had to.
They turned out pretty good on that compared to what it could have been.
So Huskins caught the pass.
It just keeps getting better.
I know it. No 1st down, but
no.
The Eagles at least are back on their own side of the field where it could have been way upfield.
Heck, he was at the 25-30-yard line back there.
Yeah. So ball at the 42, 1st and 10 for Maple River there. We've had a lot of wild stuff going on here in this first quarter. 28 seconds still to go, quarter number one. And Zach Trio is under center this time with split backs behind him. We see this formation occasionally from Maple River. 2 receivers out to the right. And
the
they hand
again.
It off straight ahead.
It's a dive.
And Orduna on the carry. And he picks up close to 5 yards.
Grineo on the tackle.
Got to the 46-yard line. Gain of 4, 2nd down and 6 for Maple River there. But time's going to run out here in quarter number one. So finally an exciting, wild first quarter. At the end of one on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard, it's Blue Earth Area 13, Maple River 7, back in 1 minute. Stay tuned.
This is Tara Garbus with the Soda Group, True Real Estate. Whether you are looking to buy or sell, you can feel confident giving any one of us at the Soda Group a call. Becca, Kaylee, or myself are here to help. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, The Soda Group, True Real Estate, for contact info and to connect with us. We are your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
There's always something fun to do at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Play bingo on Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, it's the Queen of Spades. The Queen is still out there. Get your free ticket between 4 and 6:30 p.m. for a chance to win $7,500. And at the Blue Bear on Sundays, it's happy hour all day with the Ultimate Bloody Mary Bar starting at 11:30 and the meat raffle at 3, followed by horse races. Plus, come watch the Vikings and guess the exact winner and score, and your tab is on us. That's all at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan.
Well, we head to quarter number two, and it's been a wild first quarter. Can we keep this pace up? I don't know. 13-7 the score. Blue Earth area leads it. Maple River now with a second and six on their own 46-yard line. A lot of Maple River fans think they should have another touchdown on the board. What appeared to be a fumble on a lateral, and now a fumble here, but recovered by Maple River. No turnovers yet in the game. They lost yardage, though, on that fumble back to the 43-yard line. 43 or so.
Yeah.
Third down and 9 for the Eagles there. So the lateral, or what appeared to be a lateral, called back and ruled an incomplete pass, which was a big swing there when the Eagles thought they had scored another touchdown. Here's Trio back to throw under pressure. Steps up, now he'll run. Trio straight ahead is tackled.
Nice tackle.
At the 46-yard line.
Manny Granillo.
Granillo making a lot of stops here early.
Yes, he looks like he knows how to tackle.
And gain 3 on the play, 4th and 6 now for Maple River. Punting situation, we presume.
Looks like it.
Their punter is Jackson Bates. Gage Barker starting to drift back to receive the punt. So Bate will punt. Gage Barker back at about his 15 or 20-yard line to receive it.
I watched this kid in the pregames, and he was kicking some spirals. They looked pretty good.
Oh, yeah, look at this one. Yeah, That's a nice kick there. Wow, really nice.
Going to go out of bounds at about, or they're going to down at about the 2 or 3.
Well, beautiful punt by Jackson Bate.
Spiral and everything.
Yeah, perfect, and it put the brakes on at about the 3-yard line or so. And the Bucks will have a long ways to go for a score here. Four-yard line is about where they put it down, it looks like. First and 10 for Blue Earth area there. 10:20 to go in the first half.
It's so hard to tell when you're at an angle like this if it's a 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, and we're not real high here in this press box, so it makes it kind of tough to see the ends a little bit.
Sure.
Especially old dudes.
Yeah, with glasses.
I realized that I needed to go get glasses the first football game I did when I was in North Dakota way back years ago. I couldn't see what was going on down on the ends, and I'm like, geez, I got to go to the eye doctor here. First play from scrimmage for the Bucs, 1st and 10 on the 4. And
I couldn't tell who was running, yeah, who ran
was
that.
It Ray? I'm not sure. But
I think it might have been.
Got to the 7, a gain of about 3 on the play. 2nd and 7 at the 7 now for Blue Earth area. Bucks lead at 13-7 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, and they've had one longish drive for a score and then a quick hitter on a 70-yard touchdown run here so far tonight. And here's the handoff. Left side, and Caden, let's see, wait a minute here. Oh, that was Omar Gomez.
Yeah, that's Gomez.
On the carry again. Maybe he had the carry last time.
He might have.
I don't know how we could miss him. It's not like he's a tiny guy.
No.
Gomez on the carry to about the 8. Didn't get much on that one. We'll say maybe the 9, 3rd and 5 for Blue Earth area there. Third down, 5 yards to go.
I'd run it again.
On third and five, we'll see. I bet they throw. Ranjanet is going to throw. Out in the flat near side, caught by Huskins, and he gets to the 11. That should be. No, that won't be.
Well, that's first down, about the 13th. They needed to get about to the 14 and a half.
So they're going to be a little bit short, and I would have. Fourth down.
They're going to measure.
They are going to measure, huh? It's got to be a little bit short, don't you think?
Well, the way it looks from here, but.
Fourth down, we think, and maybe a yard or so for the Bucks. Could be less than a yard, but the chains are coming on from the other side of the field. So we'll see what that says.
Maybe I was, when I said that I'd run it, I was thinking back to when I played. Because I wouldn't have wanted to throw a pass from down there.
Yeah. Did you guys throw much back in those days?
We didn't. We didn't really, because we ran the wishbone.
Yeah.
And we had some very good running backs.
So they're short by a little bit less than a yard. Fourth down and this deep in their territory, we would think they'll punt this one away.
Yes. I tell you how inept we were at passing in 79 homecoming game. I threw three passes in the first half. All three were complete, but two of them went to the other team. My dad said after the game, he said, hey, great first half, you're 100%.
Somebody caught all three of them that you threw.
Yeah.
You couldn't see over the line of scrimmage. That was your trouble.
Well, that's part of it. And when you're running for your life all night.
Yeah. Well, the Bucks appear like they're going to go for it here, Darren. Kind of surprises me this deep on their own 13-yard line. They need about a yard for the first down.
Looks like they got the jumbo on the near side here, Randy, wouldn't you say?
Yep. And so let's see what they're going to do.
Maybe
they're
going
to try to draw them offside.
Draw them offside.
Long time at the line of scrimmage here. And, yeah, that's what they were trying to do. And now the Bucks use their last time out. So now they'll punt, I'm sure. They were hoping maybe they could get somebody to jump for Maple River. Doesn't happen. Fourth and one, and we expect the punting team on here now. And Jake Ranjanet will kick it away to Amaris Harris or Lucas Prohl or both. We'll see who they send deep here to receive this one. Timeout, 13-7 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. 8:20 to go, first half, back in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Not really any wind tonight, is there?
Nope, pretty calm night. We're back here in Mapleton. 8:20 left to go. First half, Bucks going to punt from fairly deep in their own territory.
No, they're going
they
for
did
it.
Not
they changed
punt.
Up again.
Wow.
And they made it.
A run going ahead. And
that's Omar Gomez.
Not only got the first down, he dragged a couple of guys for an extra six or seven.
Gee whiz.
That was a surprise. I thought for sure the punt was coming, and so did Maple River. They had Amaris Harris drop deep there, but the Bucks ran it. They get the first down at the 24-yard line. He got about 10 more yards than they needed on that play.
About six or seven yards he drug those two guys, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. So a new weapon here. We haven't seen Omar Gomez doing a lot of running this year, but they're letting him have it tonight here. First and 10, Bucks now at the 24, and flags on the play. Somebody jumped early, I think, again for Blue Earth area.
Looked like they went with a jumbo package on the near side again here.
Yeah. So at the beginning of the year, everybody was talking about Blue Earth Area and how they're smaller this year, which they are if you go with their usual lineup. But then you stick Omar in there at 240 and Chase Gamble, who was in there
at 290.
At 290, they're not so small anymore.
Then. No.
And a five-yard penalty on the false start. First and 15 now. Back at the 19-yard line for Blue Earth Area. Here's Graham Jeanette on the run. And he will go across the 20. And then he fumbled. Did the Eagles get it? They say they have it. But they're going to rule him down, I think. Oh, no, not this time. Eagles get the ball. That's a fumble and a turnover. And Maple River, a chance to capitalize on the first mistake here in the first half. A turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717.
I couldn't tell if they stripped the ball from him or if he fumbled it when he got hit because his back was to us. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, came loose, though, and the Eagles fall on it. They have it first and 10 now at the Buck 23-yard line. Great opportunity for Maple River to capitalize here. Trio back to throw on first down. Now he'll take off and run again, and he'll be brought down for next to nothing on that run.
Granillo and Gomez on the tackle.
And the ball spotted at the 23, no gain.
I tell you what, Manny Granillo will stick his nose in there. He'll put a lick on you, as they used to say.
Yeah, he's an outside linebacker, 5'8", 160 seniors, not a big guy at all.
No.
But he's not afraid to hit, is he?
No.
And a second down and 10 now for Maple River at the Buck 23. Split backs behind Trio under center. And they'll give it on the dive. Uh-oh, there goes Orduna again. And that play has worked well for Maple River here tonight. Another quick dive up the middle. Bursts inside the 10, and it's first and goal for the Eagles there.
Caden Juba on the tackle.
And to the 9-yard line is where they spot it. First and goal. Maple River trying to tie it up or take the lead with the extra point. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, it's a 13-7 lead for the Bucks right now. 6:12 to go in the first half. Trio under center again with that split back formation behind him. And
dive.
They faked the dive. Kept by Trio, and he sacked back at the 20-yard line.
A little bit of bootleg action.
Didn't work.
No.
Bucks were all over that in a sack of Trio. Sack brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth.
Second goal on the 15.
So back to the 15-yard line. After that sack, it's second down and goal for the Eagles there. And the snap.
Ooh.
On the shotgun this time. Trio Fumble. Throws it in the flat right side. Ball's Fumble. Loose. Still loose. Now picked up by one of the Eagles and pushed out of bounds on the far sideline. That was caught by Burr, but he coughed it up. And the Eagles picked it up and took it down to about the 2 on that one, Darren. Wow.
Yes. Yeah, he coughed that up on the first hit. I couldn't see who put the hit on him, but it must have bounced around for a little bit.
So anyway, it was picked up. I didn't see which Eagle picked it up, but tackled at the 2-yard line. So it's third and goal at the 2 now for Maple River. And they'll go back to the split backs with Trio under center. Two receivers split out to the right. Trio will hand it off left side. It's Amaris Harris on the carry, and he goes in for the touchdown. Amaris Harris on the 2-yard run caps off that drive. And we are tied at 13 on the touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop in Blue Earth. And here's Wyatt Burr on for the extra point. Snaps a good one. Kick on the way, and Burr is perfect right down the middle. 5:01 to go till halftime. Eagles take the lead now, 14-13 on the Remax Total Real.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Mapleton, Eagles, 5 plays, 76 yards. Or no, 23 yards, excuse me. They were on the buck side of the field there. 23 yards, Harris on the one-yard run. Kickoff short, scooped up by Barker. Gage Barker. Good return across the 30 to close to the 40-yard line on the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound. Bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Check them out at stageonesound.com for your next event.
Let's see how the Bucks respond here. I'm interested to see that.
Well, they had the lead 7-0, then it was 7-7, then 13-7, and now with the missed extra point, the difference here, the Eagles have taking the lead 14-13. Blue Earth area with 4:54 to work with here before halftime. And now a whistle and a flag coming down.
False start.
That's what it is. So
I didn't see it. But yeah.
First and 10 on the 39. Now it'll be first and 15 at the 34. So a false start on Blue Earth area. .454 to go in the first half. Bucks going to try to answer that 5-play, 23-yard drive. Harris on the one-yard run, giving Maple River the 14-13 lead. First and 15 on the 34 in motion, Barker. And they give it to him on a jet sweep, but it doesn't work. He's going to get caught up in the backfield for a loss. And that'll bring up second and even longer for the Bucks.
Loss of about one.
Actually, managed, well, yeah, maybe a yard loss. Second down and 16 now from the 33 for Blue Earth area.
I think it's time for Omar again. We don't seem to be getting much on the outside.
Just go straight ahead with the big guy. So when Gomez goes into the backfield, sometimes they have Chase Gamble up there in front of him. That's a lot.
Yes. You know,
moving movers on that side of the field here. Not in this formation, though. Second down and 16. Kind of a passing and a blitz coming here. Back to throw. They pick it up, though. Granjanet has time rolling left.
Wide open.
Back across the middle. It is caught by Sully Dahlberg. He'll be short of the first down, but it's a good gain. Sully Dahlberg, the 6'4 sophomore, gets open in the middle of the field. Nice throw back across the middle there by Granjanet again. And they spot it at the 48. It's about a yard short of the first down. Third and one at the 48-yard line. So they got a big chunk of the 16 there.
Yeah, big play here, big play. Probably four down territory anyway, right?
Possibly, yeah. They're coming up on the 50. Third, 3:12 left to go. Time is becoming a factor here. That was another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169, Winnebago. First down. I was ahead of myself there, but Omar Gomez takes the handoff and gets the first down and a few more.
Omar might want to learn how to wrap it up a little bit. He's holding it like a loaf of bread.
4-yard gain there by Omar on that one to the Eagle 48, first and 10.
He's big enough and strong enough that he wraps it up. Nobody should be able to pop it out. But when you carry it out there a little bit and start letting it hang out there, it makes me a little nervous.
First and 10, Eagle 48-yard line. Grandjeanet shotgun goes right side toward where Gamble was lined up as a lead blocker. And he doesn't get a lot to about the 45, maybe a 3-yard gain. So second down and 7 for the Bucs from the Eagle 45-yard line. They're going to have to start stepping it up a notch here. The clock's going to get them here. 2:06 left to go.
And remember, they have no timeouts.
That's true. Yep, they used them.
Plays, wasn't it?
Yep.
Two or three, four
and
plays?
A couple plays, actually.
Yeah.
And so no timeouts for the Bucs. Second down and 7. Not really hurrying a whole lot here either.
I'd see if I couldn't find Huskins on a goal.
Barker in motion. Back to throw. Grandjeanet passes.
Get out of bounds.
Near side.
There
caught and out of bounds. Goes Sully Dahlberg. No, check that. Gage Barker on the catch. Not quite enough for the first down, but they got out of bounds to stop the clock. Third and 1 at the 39-yard line. Need to get to the 38 for a first down. Clock stopped with a minute 32 to left to go here in the first half.
Cook must be upstairs tonight.
He's been doing that most of the time this year.
Okay. Is that Blake Boran?
Blake Boran's sending in the plays, yep. Third down and 1 at the 39. Grandjeanet wants to throw it. Passes.
Get
caught
out of bounds.
In the flat.
Get
near
out of
side.
Bounds.
Ball fumbled
okay.
Out of bounds.
That wasn't a bad play.
Because he might not have got out of bounds.
He caught that. He had possession of it, I thought.
Are they calling that incomplete, huh? Wow. I thought he had it, too, and then fumbled.
Yeah.
But they call it an incomplete pass, and it's 4th and 1 now. At the Eagle 39.
Now, I've often said in a situation like this, put the quarterback under center and just do a sneak. You don't have to hand it off. You don't have to turn. You don't have to go a couple yards back. See, they're going to hand it off 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
They do. And first down.
Ooh.
And then some as the ball carrier is Omar Gomez again, and he ran over a couple dudes to get to that first down to the 31 of Maple River.
Come
they
on,
got to hurry,
go,
though.
Let's go.
8-yard gain and a first down for the Bucs there. 1:13 to go, and they're taking their time.
Yeah, with
things are all muffled up here, and Grandjeanet coming from the sideline with the play, but
you know,
time running out.
At this point, you need to call a couple plays in the huddle.
And so under a minute now.
And have the same personnel in there.
54 seconds. Barker in motion. Back to throw. Grandjeanet looking deep down the near sideline. Jump ball, and it is tipped and incomplete. Intended for Huskins. Pretty good coverage there by Wyatt Walters.
Yes, but I'd do that again because he's got a chance. You throw it up there like that.
Well, it got tipped, and I thought for a minute Huskins was going to turn around and catch it, but couldn't quite come up with it. So second down and 10 from the Eagle 31, 43 seconds left here in the first half.
I hope I live long enough to see a headset in the quarterback's helmet. So our quarterbacks look like they're out for cross country when they're running to the sidelines and back, every play.
Yeah. Every other level has it now, right? Back to throw. Yes. And it is caught near side and diving out of bounds is Huskins again. They let him have
the
sideline
pass.
Nice
catch. All right.
And that is about a yard short of the first down. Is it? It is fourth down. So fourth and less than a yard for Blue Earth area now at the 22. And did the Eagles take a timeout here? I think they did. So 30. Total Realty scoreboard. Maple River's got the one-point edge, 14-13. We're back after this 30-second timeout.
This is Shannon. Nordis has been designing and building custom homes in the Upper Midwest since 1949. We take pride in our custom designs, innovation, and craftsmanship. Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake accommodates new ideas, new challenges, and we offer the latest technology. Visit us at NordisHomes.com. Build your dream home with Nordis.
Call a couple
Back
plays.
Here in Mapleton, and 37 seconds left here in the first half. 14-13. They're bringing the chains out now to measure this one.
They measured it, and I can't tell.
They were still a little bit. Oh, it's a first.
That's
is it a
first down.
Down?
Yeah. First right. down on the 21.
Okay. Well, now they don't have to worry about converting the fourth down here. First and 10 at the Maple River 21-yard line. They got just enough for the first down. 37 seconds left to go. Bucks using a lot of time, but they're still in this thing to try to score. Back to throw, Grand Jeanette upfield, and another diving catch was the inbound.
Another catch, yep.
It is. Huskins again. I can't believe the Eagles are letting them have the sideline passes there with no timeouts, but Huskins has been tightroping the sideline beautifully on these catches.
You know, were they down to 11? First
and
down?
That is a first down again. First and 10 at the 11-yard line.
I'd go trips left, have Huskins on the right side, and have him run right at the post, right at the goal post.
We'll see what they do here. We're down to 31 seconds left to go. Bucks have used the sideline beautifully here on the last few throws to Huskins. First and 10 at the 11-yard line. Barker in motion from the right slot. Back to throw is Grand Jeanette toward the end zone.
Touchdown.
Caught by Huskins for a touchdown, and he got open again. And the Eagles have no answer for Branson Huskins, who torched him on that drive. Wow.
That was a nice move, too.
11-yard touchdown toss from Grand Jeanette to Huskins, and another touchdown brought to you by Jay Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue
Earth. You got to go for two now, don't you?
And I think that is what they're going to do.
Looks like they're jumbo with Gamble and Omar.
See if they can bowl
their way in. Got a feeling I know where it's going. Huh?
Very possibly. And they do give it to Omar Gomez, who bowls his way forward. I don't think he made it. No, he did not. So the two-point conversion, no good. 25 seconds till halftime, 19-14. Bucks now lead it on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a minute.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Back Fresh CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
Back here in Mapleton, and a 12-play, 61-yard drive that time for the Bucks. Grandjeanette to Huskins, 11 yards. Two-point conversion, though, no good.
I think I squib it. What do you do, Randy?
Yeah, they kick it away. End-over-end kick down to the 15-yard line. Fielded there by Prohl. Big hole up the middle. Prohl still on his feet. And he's across the 50 and finally dragged down. Wow, that was a touchdown-saving tackle by Grandjeanette there.
That's why I squib it.
And the kickoff again brought to you by Stage One Sound. Give them a call or check them out online, stage1sound.com for your next event. And wow, the Eagles now maybe are going to try to do something as they return it all the way to the Buck 36-yard line.
Well, hopefully it won't hurt them.
We'll see.
There's only 16 seconds left.
So the Eagles, a little bit of an opportunity to maybe do something here after the big return by Lucas Prohl. First and 10, Buck 36-yard line. And they
dive.
Stay on the ground.
Well, they stay on the ground. That surprises me.
Yeah, Orduna on the straightaway dive play again. And we have two people down there. Gamble fell on top of Orduna.
Gamble says he has the
ball. He's not getting up until Chase gets off him. I can guarantee you that. And a gain of about one is all to the 35, second and 9.
That'll show you what confidence they got in that dive play when they run it right there.
Right.
You know.
Didn't work there for only a yard. Timeout Eagles. 19-14. Bucks lead it on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard back in 30 seconds.
Protect yourself, your family, and your community against the flu this season. And get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Plus, earn a 20-cent fuel saver when you get your flu shot. Visit your local Hy-Vee pharmacy and protect yourself today. Some restrictions apply. Get insulin for as low as $35 at Hy-Vee Pharmacy. That's right. Manage your diabetes for less with insulin for as low as $35 per month. Visit Hy-Vee.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. See pharmacy for eligibility details.
Back here in Mapleton after the Eagle timeout, second and 9 at the Buck 35-yard line. Nobody in the backfield. And trio in the shotgun, back to throw, goes deep over the middle.
Oh.
It's incomplete, intended for Lucas Prohl, who was maybe open.
Yeah,
that pass just a little off the mark. Third and 9.
He had Manny beat by a step, and the ball was overthrown by a step. So,
and now 9.5 seconds left to go here in the first half.
Let's see, who gets the ball start the second half?
That'll be Maple River. Bucks had it first. Remember, they drove for a touchdown on the opening drive.
That's right. That was a long time ago for me.
I know it was. Third and 9 at the 35. Back to throw. And looking deep over the middle again.
Same play.
And it is incomplete again.
That was the same route.
Yep. Lucas Prohl again, but incomplete. Down to 4 seconds to go. And it's fourth and 9.
He was better. He was covered better that time. There was more than one guy there, so.
And a fourth down and 9 coming for Maple River. They really only have time for about one more play here. 4.7 seconds left on the clock.
How about a pick six? We haven't seen that yet.
No, we've seen just about everything else, but not that. Trips left, two to the right, empty backfield for Zach Trio. On fourth and 9, and a flag comes down, or a whistle. Oh, or it's
timeout.
Timeout called. I didn't think they had any
left. I didn't think they had any left either, but
Maple River had one more. They use it here. 4.7 seconds to go. We'll take another quick 30-second break. It is 19-14. Blue Earth Area leads on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a moment.
Protein Sources Milling Division of Mapleton provides complete toll milling services for all your swine feed needs. They also offer many marketing opportunities for your corn and soybeans with multiple delivery locations and on-farm pickup available. Call Dan Fitzsimmons or Dan Zuri at 507-524-4511 to discuss the flexible grain contracts that allow you to protect your bottom line while still participating in higher market prices. Protein Sources Milling Division of Mapleton, wishing the Maple River Eagles good luck.
Right back here in Mapleton, 4.7 seconds to go, third or fourth and nine at the Buck 35 yard line.
Watch for something tricky.
Think so?
Yeah.
You know, pull a little gadget play, maybe
hook and ladder, something like that.
All right, fourth down and nine. Trio back to throw, throws left side, and it is caught and tackled at the 10-yard line. That should run the clock out, I think. It will.
He's a load to bring down.
Yeah, that was a good catch by, was it Wyatt Burr again, or who caught that?
Yep.
Wyatt Burr, he's a big kid, 6'6". Good target, but he can't get it in the end zone. Did make the catch, and we've made it to halftime here. At the half on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard, it's 19-14. Blue Earth area leads. Back in a moment.
For your next construction project, call Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake. They'll take care of a variety of exterior projects on your home at a reasonable price. From new siding, windows, or doors, Sean will get the job done right. And Dunright Construction can make that landscaping look great with concrete edging, too. No more plastic or broken brick around your home. If you're planning a construction project, call 507-525-7751 for Dunright Construction of Minnesota Lake.
State Line Cooperative would like to remind everyone that it is National Farm Safety and Health Week. This annual promotion from the National Safety Council recognizes the hazardous nature of the agriculture industry by promoting awareness of safety and health conditions. State Line Cooperative reminds everyone to be aware of slow-moving farm equipment that share our roads this time of year. Patience and awareness are necessary in allowing all of us to get home safely. This is Kim Fay for State Line Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
Back here at the half, Blue Earth area leads at 19-14. Time for our Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee for all your insurance needs. Cody Sikalski with us here at the half. Well, that was entertaining.
It was entertaining, definitely. You know, I would like to see us, we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit, you know, with penalties, and we got behind the chains, but you know, we did make some plays, too, so, yeah, it's a very entertaining half there.
The offense looks better tonight, I think.
Yeah, we're trying a few different things. You might have noticed Omar Gomez carrying the ball a little bit. He adds a little bit more power to our run game, so with him, he's always going to probably fall forward for a yard or two, so that's been a good thing
for
us.
Or drag a few guys with him.
That, too, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know Kook going for it there on fourth and one on his own, 12-yard line. That might not happen if we don't have Omar there. So.
Correct. Yep. I was surprised at that call, but it worked.
Yes, it did.
So defensively here, they've had some big plays too.
Yeah, you know, that trap inside has really been hurting us right now. We got to get that cleaned up. You know, but we've been pretty solid, and then just it's one play for us right now. So we just got to take away that big play, and I think we'll be all right.
All right. Any other adjustments for the second half, Cody?
No, I think we just got to keep being aggressive, you know, and find a way to run the football.
All right. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate it. Cody Sikalski there. We'll take a break, and we'll come back, take a look at the scoring summary first half after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Well, halftime, again, 19-14, Bucks leading the Eagles in a good first half. Fun game here tonight between these two rivals. Let's take a look at the scoring summary. Blue Earth area scored on the opening drive. 9 plays, 66 yards. Jacob Grandjeanette on a 25-yard run on the touchdown. And the extra point kick was good. 7-0, Bucks had the lead, but the Eagles came right back and quickly, too. Three plays, 63 yards, and a big run by Orduna on that dive play that Cody was talking about that set it up first and goal at the 5, and then Wyatt Burr ran it in on a kind of a wildcat snap, direct snap to him. He took it in from 5 yards out. Kick was good, made it 7-7. Bucks came back quickly on their next possession, a three-play, 70-yard drive, and it ended up being a 70-yard touchdown pass from Jacob Grandjeanette to Gage Barker, and the extra point kick no good, 13-7 the score there. Eagles came back with a five-play, 23 deep in Buck territory, and it was Amaris Harris capping that drive off on a one-yard run. The extra point kick good, made it 14-13. Eagles took the lead, but Blue Earth Area with a nice drive at the end of the first half. A 12-play, 61-yard drive. Grandjeanette to Huskins on an 11-yard touchdown pass. And the two-point conversion, no good. So it stays 19-14. Bucks with the lead over Maple River at the half. And that's your halftime report. The Hodges Halftime Report brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. Call Lee at 893-3195 for all your insurance needs. And we're back with more at the half in a moment.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton.
Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles.
Located in the old L&M Chevrolet shop is a veteran-owned automotive repair shop, Jay's Shop, where Paul and his staff of technicians are there for automotive needs. Whether you need an oil change, brake, starter, alternator, or whatever the case may be, head to Jay's Shop. They work on all makes and models and offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs. So for all your automotive needs, head to Jay's Shop in downtown Blue Earth.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Back here at halftime and on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, it's a 19-14 lead for Blue Earth Area. Scores from around the area. Two of the biggies in Class 2A, Caledonia, Cannon Falls, are tied 20-20 at halftime. Closer to home, Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial leading Sibley East 44-0 at halftime. Jackson County Central, oh my God, 61-7, and it's not even halftime there yet. Jackson County Central leading Le Sueur Henderson 61-7. Bucks will play Le Sueur in a couple of weeks here. Laverne over Minnesota Valley Lutheran 14-0 at halftime. Norwood Young America leads Randolph 14-6. Let's see here. St. Clair Loyola over New Richland. Well, that one's no score reported on that. I haven't seen anything for the USC Medford game here as of yet either. What else do we got? Windham leading Tracy Milroy Ballaton 33-14 at halftime. Martin County West over Russell Tyler Ruthven 18-6. Blooming Prairie leads Goodhue 28-21. And Sleepy Eye United over St. James 14-6. Minneota's got a good team again this year. They're leading Canby 35-0 at halftime. And that's about it in Class 3A. Fairmont has the lead over St. Peter at halftime. That's a 14-7 score there, Fairmont leading St. Peter at the half. So those are some of the scores from around the area here in Mapleton, halftime, and Blue Earth area leading Maple River 19-14. We'll be back with more at the half in a moment.
Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing in downtown Blue Earth offers embroidery, screen printing, and promotional products for individuals, businesses, organizations, and school athletics. We can personalize most anything, and all products can be ordered directly. Let us help you brand your business, team, or organization. Call us at 526-2001. Heartland Embroidery and Screen Printing, your apparel decorator for over 30 years.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Youth Football Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. Congratulations on another fantastic season. If you or someone you know is interested in being a member of the Maple River Youth Football Association, contact Dusty Drager at Maple River Schools. Help better the experience of Eagle football players in grades K through 12 by getting involved. The Maple River Youth Football Association meets on the second Wednesday of each month. Go Eagles!
If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
Darling Ingredients, located in Blue Earth, is a full-service rendering company providing removal of dead stock and used cooking oil. Darling Ingredients uses these byproducts to produce ruminant meat bone meal and animal fat. These products are sold directly from the Blue Earth plant. For more information regarding the purchase of these feed ingredients, please contact Darling Ingredients in Blue Earth at 507-526-3296.
We're back here in Mapleton, halftime, Blue Earth area with a 19-14 lead. I'm Randy Allen, Darren Gurman along with us here tonight. And that was a fun first half, Darren.
Certainly entertaining.
Yeah,
we saw.
We had a lot of stuff going on in the first quarter.
A lot of stuff.
It slowed down a little bit in the second quarter, but
yes.
There were some big plays, which neither team wants to give up, so they'll be working on that. But what do you think in the second half here?
Well, I think I'd stay with the pass for a while. You know, see how it goes. I think Huskins can get open wherever he wants.
Well, that last drive, he sure did. Well,
yes, he did.
That was impressive along the sideline there. All those catches he made to get out of bounds because they didn't have any timeouts left.
I think you could see him taking one to the house. I'm just going to put it that way because if they throw a couple more of those dinks, those little outs, you know, he might be able to break one off and cut to the middle of the field and be open. So. I mean, and I did like Omar running the ball.
Yeah, that's something fairly new. They've dabbled with that a little bit, but tonight going with him quite a bit on the run, and it's worked.
He looks good.
All right, halftime, 19-14, Bucks again in front of Maple River here at the half. We'll be back, second half kickoff in a moment.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Ask MinIowa Agency in Blue Earth if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
We're back here in Mapleton getting ready for the second half as Blue Earth Area holding on to a 19-14 lead. We gave you some of the other scores. I did find Joe sent the USC score to us. The Rebels are leading Medford 30-6 at halftime in that game at Medford today. So the Rebels with a good lead in next week. Let's see, on the schedule, we have the Rebels on the air next week. Waterville, Elysian, Morristown is at United South Central. That's our game next Friday. Following Friday, it's USC at Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. So a couple of USC games here in the next few weeks. And then Blue Earth Area is at Le Sueur Henderson on Friday, October 11th in our game following that one. So we're ready to go. Kickoff second half brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether you have a wedding, school dance, party, stageonesound.com. Check them out there online. Here's the kickoff by Grandjeanette. Maple River gets the ball first, fielded by Amaris Harris at the 20, and Harris will cross the 30 and up to about the 37-yard line. And Maple River will go on offense there, down by 5 points here. As the Bucks have missed a couple of extra points, they had a bad snap on their second extra point. And then they tried to go for two to make up for that on the third touchdown and could not convert there. So that's the kind of a little bit of hope that could come back to hurt them here in this half. We'll see. First and 10, Eagles at the 36. And they pitch it right side on the carry, Lucas Prohl. And he didn't get a whole lot on that one.
Second. Hunter Veland on the tackle.
Veland coming from his middle linebacker spot to make the stop there to the 38, a gain of 2, second down, and 8 yards to go for the Eagles there. Under center goes Trio with the split backs behind him. Straight ahead dive again. Orduna on the carry, and the Bucks seem to be defensing that a little better now.
Yeah, that's that trap that Mr. Sikalski was alluding to at half.
which they got burnt on their first possession there. That's what set up their first touchdown, was a long run by Orduna on that play. Only got one there. Third and seven now at the 39 for Maple River. Third down, seven to go. And Caleb Thompson's in the game now. Split wide to the right. Back to throw. His trio throws, and it's
incomplete.
Short. Incomplete. Tried to get it to Amaris Harris on the left side. And a fourth and seven, punting situation for the Eagles. So the Buck defense does their job on the first possession.
I'd be on my toes for a fake. You never know.
Fourth down for the Eagles. From the 39-yard line, their own 39. And they certainly appear to be punting. Jackson Bade, who really can boom them here. He had a beautiful punt in his one other attempt in the first half. High snap.
Oh,
he dropped it. Picked it up, though. And he gets off a
low Look out.
That could have bounced off of some guys there.
Yes.
It did not, though. But, boy, it rolled nicely for the Eagles all the way to the 17-yard line. So
the snap was a dash high, not too bad. Yeah.
He had it. He just dropped it on the way down, but was able to pick it up and get the kickoff, and everything turned out all right. And so first and 10, Blue Earth area now at their own 17-yard line. Bucks lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 19-14 over Maple River. We are in the third quarter here in Mapleton tonight.
Looks like Ray at running back.
And in the shotgun, Grand Jeanette's going to hand it off to Ray. Nice hole up the middle, and he's going to get a first down out to about the 34-yard line.
Very nice.
Good run on first down by Braden Ray there. First down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. That one goes all the way to the 34-yard line. 17-yard run for Braden Ray on first down.
Trips right, Huskins left.
And they're going to throw on first down.
Grand Jeanette.
No, that's Sully, yeah. Yep. Sully Dahlberg with the catch to the 40-yard line. Picked up about six on the play there. Sully's a nice target. He's still just a sophomore, though. Skinny kid, though. Put some meat on his bones maybe for that and basketball, to be honest with you. He played a lot for the basketball team last year as a freshman. 6'4", 150-pound sophomore. 156'4". Jeez. I'm like a foot shorter than him and weigh 50 pounds more than he does.
I'm reading your mail. Ray again.
Hand off straight up the middle.
All right.
And Ray on the carry for
might have got a
first down. I think he got it.
Looks like it. Tackled by Fox.
First and 10 bucks. And, yep, got it to the 45. That is a first down for Blue Earth area, so they keep the drive alive. Started at their own 17, moving the ball efficiently here on this possession. First and 10 now, Bucks at their own 45-yard line. Dahlberg in there still, goes wide to the left, trips to the right, including Huskins way out on the wide out over there. Yep, The snap goes through the hands of Grand Jeanette. He picks it up, but he's going to get sacked for a big loss here. Yes, that was a good snap. Nothing wrong with the snap there, but
looks like Omar Gomez just came up a little lame there.
Yeah, he did. He's limping a little bit on that left ankle.
Now he looks like he's walking it off. He looks pretty good now, but yeah, that went right through his hands. I think that was a good snap and everything.
Yep. Sack brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth. That loss back to the 37-yard line. And so second and about 18, back to throw. Pass right side, caught by Huskins. Gets away from the first tackler, but he'll be brought down short of the first down as he crosses the 50.
It's going to be third and about two.
But he got a bunch of that back. That was 18 yards to go, I think, on that. And you got all but a couple. Third and two at the Maple River 47 now. So the Bucks have mixed it up nicely, I think, here tonight between the runs with Omar Gomez and Braden Ray, and they've mixed the pass in nicely here tonight.
I would agree.
Good balance for Blue Earth area. Third and two now at the 47. They're going to throw again. Pranjanet rolling right. He's going to have to throw it away as he was under pressure there, and it's going to be fourth and two now. Surprised maybe they didn't go with Omar on that, and then they don't get it. Hopefully they don't need much, but now a fourth and two. And we'll see what they do this time.
Well, four down territory. They're in Maple River territory, so why not?
They'll go here, fourth and two, 6:49 to go in the third quarter. 19-14, Blue Earth area still leading on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Trips to the left on fourth and two. Back to throw, Grandjeanette under pressure again. Rolls to the right, looks, throws up field, and over the head of Gage Barker, incomplete.
It's another one of those, if you would have put a little bit more air underneath it, maybe.
It did. It went over Barker's head, incomplete. So the Bucks turn it back over to Maple River on downs. Eagles take over, first and 10 on their own 45-yard line.
All right, come on.
Well, 47 actually is where the spot is. First and 10 for the Eagles there as they try to come from behind here again. Down by five. Extra points missed by Blue Earth area here could play a factor. 6:43 to go in the third quarter. 19-14. Blue Earth area leads. And they go on the handoff straight ahead. And Lucas Prohl on the carry this time. Gets close to the 50. They'll spot it right on the 50. A gain of three, second and seven.
Huskins is all over the place. He made the tackle there.
Huskins, of course, a safety coming up to help on the tackle there. Yeah, he's really turned into a nice player for the Bucks. Really good receiver.
He's got some athletic ability watching him play basketball. He can jump, he can run.
Remember last year he broke his ankle or whatever it was.
Dislocated. Yeah. Good thing he's young.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll have a healthy year here and in basketball coming up for the Bucks. Second down and seven Eagles at the 50.
Pass.
Rolling left and throwing back to the middle, trying to get it to Wyatt Burr is Zach Trio, but it's incomplete.
That was kind of the drag play with the tight end. Everybody's going left. He kind of hesitated, and then he comes back across the middle.
And I'm not sure how open he was. But the pass went incomplete if it was off the mark. But I think the Bucks had decent coverage across the middle there. Third down and seven now for Maple River at the 50.
At least that's what we used to call it, the tight end drag.
Yeah. Wyatt Walters split out wide left slot and wide out on each side. There goes Harris in motion from the right slot. Back
screen right side.
Caught by Orduna. Breaks one tackle but is brought down short of the first down. And a fourth down coming up for Maple River, but they likely will go. They're in Buck territory.
Rosenau and Osborne on a stop. Mr. Veland got his hands on him and slowed him up a little bit to help the pursuit get there.
Just shy of the 45-yard line, a fourth and about two and a half or so for the Eagles there. They show punt. That's surprising me a little bit. And so Barker drops deep, and the punt is indeed happening here. As Jackson Bate on to kick it, and a nice punt again by Bate down inside the 10-yard line. So a long field for Blue Earth area again as they take over on offense. 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. And it is still 19-14. Blue Earth Area leads it here on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard.
We got a little lucky there because the punt bounced straight left, kind of diagonal instead of bouncing forward. That could have been ugly.
Could have been pinned really deep.
Yeah, they got to try to come up and fair catch that.
Still 90 yards to go here for the Bucks. First and 10 at their 10-yard line. As they take over on offense, Fran Jeanette working from the shotgun. And Ray. He's got Braden Ray in the backfield. He'll take the handoff. And Ray for a short 2 or 3 yard gain. Second down coming up. Two-yard gain to the 12, second and 8. What do you think of your Minnesota Vikings so far, Darren?
Well,
that surprise you last week?
Yes, I have to admit that. I'm a very fair-weathered Vikings fan. I think you know that. When they do good, I'm happy, and I'm a good fan.
And then you just beat them up when they're not doing good.
And I hope that they can keep their quarterback healthy. Because if they don't, it could be ugly.
There's nothing behind him, is there?
No.
Here's the handoff. Fake the handoff. Kept by Grand Jeanette. And he didn't get much on that one, bringing up a third and long for Blue Earth Area. Sam Darnold, who hasn't been too bad really so far.
I thought he looked fabulous last week.
Yeah.
I mean, he throws a really good ball.
Well, he finally has some guys to throw to, I think.
Yeah.
Although... that last drive was pretty impressive when Jefferson's out and, of course, Addison's never played
out,
and Hawkinson's out. And, I mean, he's doing it with Jalen Naylor and these other guys. That was pretty good. Third down and 7. Now a flag on the play. Offside call on
Maple River.
Maple River. Wow, that'll shorten things up a little bit.
The other thing about Darnold is he's a little bit more mobile than the guy we had before him.
Yes.
Like about 2.5 steps.
Your buddy Kirk.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah, okay. I don't know how everybody became my buddy in my team.
Of course, your favorite quarterback of all time was former Gopher quarterback. What was his name again?
We're not going to say that. You remember that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. This is Jonah's roommate.
Yeah. Did you learn about that on Facebook?
I don't know. I learned a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah.
Here's a slant pass caught by Barker, and for the first down.
Yeah, he's got a first down.
So that offside penalty on the Eagles helps Blue Earth Area here, shortened it up to a 3rd and 2 instead of 3rd and 7. And a little slant to Barker. They get a first down to the 22-yard line. And another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10 Bucks now at their own 22-yard line. They're moving it here after starting on the 10. In motion, Caden Juba. Handoff goes straight ahead. Nice hole for Braden Ray.
Nice run.
And he gets to the 27. Picked up about 5 on that play.
Good tackle by Harris.
Gophers in Iowa tomorrow. That's a night game, isn't it?
6:30, yeah.
Okay.
NBC.
On NBC.
Hopefully I'll be done with that golf tournament in time to be able
yes,
to watch that.
The big Larry Mayer tournament is tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Ball to the 27, a 5-yard gain for Blue Earth Area on that play. Second down and 5 to go. Down to 1:46 left to go here in the third quarter. Bucks still holding on to the lead, 19-14 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And a flag on the play. Barker was in motion, and a illegal motion on Blue Earth Area. So that will lengthen this one up a little bit. 5-yard penalty comes back to the 28-yard line.
Those are the ones that Drive coach is Gunny Gugu.
Or no, let's see. 22-yard line.
Yes.
Second and nine to go or so from there. Well, Cody mentioned some of the penalties in the first half, too. And
yeah,
there's been a few of those.
You know what we haven't seen, though? We haven't seen any blocking the backs. We haven't seen any holdings.
No, not really.
It's just been a legal procedure and offsides.
Mostly, yep.
Isn't that about it?
Line of scrimmage penalties, basically. And
yep.
Second down and nine. Back to throw Grand Jeanette. Looking deep down the far side. And
oh, I think it hit him in the helmet.
It did.
Oh.
Well, it was pretty good coverage there. Just shielded him enough. That was Gage Barker, and it hit him in the helmet.
I think you're right.
Number 20, Anthony Orduna was on the coverage there. And I just think he shielded Gage enough in his vision there that he didn't get the hands up.
He had a step on him, and it hit him in the helmet, so he could have caught it.
Oh, man. We've seen some interesting plays here tonight that have worked and that have come close to working.
I think Jacob has been throwing a good ball tonight.
Yes, he has, which was not always his forte. He was more of a running quarterback, but his passing game's coming along. Third down and nine now for Blue Earth area at their own 22.
Minute and a half left.
Yeah, here's Grand Jeanette back to throw again, looking left this time, going deep again to Sully Dahlberg, and
it's incomplete,
and Dahlberg tried to circle in to get to that one. He did have a defender, Caleb Thompson, on him, and it's incomplete. Another close play there, Darren.
Yeah, that could have been caught, but it was also well defended.
So fourth down, Bucks will punt now, I'm sure, as Maurice Harris will drop deep for the Eagles. Couple of the Bucks are airing it out a little tonight here. I haven't really seen a lot of this so far this year where they've been throwing the deep ball, but we've had a few of those here tonight. And here's the kick by Grand Jeanette.
Get out of bounds.
Near side. Harris scoops it up at the 40. It didn't get out of bounds. Harris with room on the near sideline across the 50, 40, and finally tackled. If it would have got out of bounds, it would have saved about 20 yards there. Good return by Amaris Harris again. And so the Eagles take it over on the Buck 38. It's going to be great field position to start this drive and try to take the lead as they trail Blue Earth area.
Harris is dangerous. He gets his hands on the ball. He can take it to the house anytime. I would try to kick away from him or kick it out of bounds if I could, but can't always do that.
Under center with one back this time. Double slot, double wide with one running back. Oops, movement on the line. Pass left side. Harris caught it out in the flat, and he gets to the 35. And he picked up about three on the play. Second and seven there for the Eagles. Trailing Blue Earth area 19-14 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And we're inside a minute to go here in the third quarter. Zach Trio over to get the play from Coach Dusty Drager. So you didn't have to run back and forth with the plays to go get the plays when you were back.
No, here's what they did. They would bring in a wide receiver or a slot back or a running back.
That too. I don't know why it's the quarterback a lot of the time now, but
yeah, they'd bring it in that way.
Hand off straight ahead, nothing doing there, maybe a yard about it, third down, and that might be the last play of the third quarter.
Another thing that Coach Gallup used to do is if I was near the sideline, you know, if the play went towards our bench, wherever we were playing, he'd say, hey, you know, run a toss, or run a dive.
Third quarter's over on the RE/MAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. 19-14, Blue Earth area leading. Back after this timeout.
Vernon Center Lumber is your Marvin Windows and Doors dealer. They can provide your building materials and supplies. And besides Marvin Windows and Doors, Vernon Center Lumber has pole barns, Cambria countertops, plus they do new homes and remodels, and free delivery and design help too, plus much, much more. Calvin invites you to stop into Vernon Center Lumber on Main Street in downtown Vernon Center.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials.
Back here in Mapleton, we go to the fourth quarter, 19-14. Bucks have the lead, and it is a third down and seven to go from their own, or from the Buck 35-yard line. And handoff. Left side, nice room here. Goes Orduna, headed to the corner of the end zone, and he gets inside the pylon, I think, for the touchdown. It is a touchdown, a 35-yard run by Anthony Orduna, the sophomore running back for Maple River, and the Eagles have regained the lead.
Nice play.
After that great field position for Maple River from the Buck 38. They cash in on three plays. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs, and they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Wyatt Burr on for the extra point. The kick is good. 11:51 to go in the game, and Maple River now has the lead 21-19 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in a minute.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Back here in Mapleton, a three-play 38-yard drive. Anthony Orduna on the 35-yard run. Kick good, and the Eagles have regained the lead 21-19 over Blue Earth area. And the kickoff now by Andrew Broughton. End-over-end kick to about the 20-yard line. Fielded by Gage Barker there. Comes back to the middle of the field and is stacked up around the 30-yard line. So Bucks will take over there, first and 10 on their own 30. As we've made it to the fourth quarter, 11:43 left to go in the game. And a 21-19 lead now for Maple River. Would we have it any other way? These two teams seem to always play close games.
Yes.
Whether they're both really good, or, as in the case this year, both looking for their first win of the year.
Was it 2 years ago? I was standing down in the south end zone when Norman caught that pass. That was 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Probably.
And then
yeah.
We played him in the playoffs, and it was a little bit different story.
Yeah. They end up meeting up a couple times. It seems like a lot of years. Could happen again this year. Who knows?
Yeah.
First and 10 at the 30-yard line for Blue Earth area. Pass in the flat left side. That goes nowhere, though. Caught by Barker, but no gain. Nice defense on the Eagles' side of the ball there. Second and 10 now from the 30-yard line for Blue Earth area.
You know, that's a long ways to throw a pass without getting any yardage.
Yeah. And you throw her all the way out to the end, or the sideline like that, yeah?
Yeah, when you throw it to the wide side of the field.
That's why these guys that have arms like they do throwing across the field, and a long ways up the field,
yeah,
is pretty amazing. Second and 10 at the 30. Grand Jeanette. Back to throw under pressure. Got away from the sack. Rolling to his right. Now he gets rid of it, and it's incomplete. Intended in the area of Gage Barker. And an incomplete pass, third and 10.
It would have been a tough pass to complete, but he had Huskins running across the field. He would have had to throw it across his body back, you know.
Yeah.
But
and he was under duress, too.
Yes,
so.
And he probably never even saw him.
You were talking about bringing the plays in and the quarterbacks having to be in cross-country shape running back and forth like that.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the helmets now. College, they have the headset or the things in the quarterback helmets too, don't they?
I think you can have it in one offensive player and one defensive player, the way I understand it.
Obviously.
And why wouldn't you have it in a quarterback?
Probably. Third down at 10 bucks now at the 30-yard line. Well, who knows? Might be just a matter of time before high school quarterbacks are wearing that. Now a flag.
Jesus.
Is that a delay of game?
I would imagine they stood there for eternity.
They did.
I don't know what, I mean, that.
Third and 15 at the 25. 5-yard delay of game penalty on Blue Earth area. Some mix-up and uncertainty on the offensive play there, apparently.
Those absolutely just hamstring you.
Yeah.
You know.
Third and 15 now. This drive is a struggle for the Bucs here, not moving it at all. In motion is Juba, back to throw, going deep over the middle, and it is incomplete. Amaris Harris got a hand in front of that one. Barker was open.
Branson was wide open.
Was it Branson? Okay.
Yes, right down the middle of the field.
And that was a great play by Amaris Harris there to break that
one. It was
one
a good defensive play.
So fourth and 15. And the Bucks will be forced to punt it away here as Jake Grandjeanette comes on. We assume, now Amaris Harris drops deep. Harris will stand back near his 40. The kick will land in front of him. He tried to pick it up. Ball's loose. And who's got it? Blue Earth Area's got the ball.
Brandon Ray.
Brandon Ray picked it up. But what is what are they calling here? That's got to be Blue Earth ball, right? The officials are talking it over. What would be the question here? Recovered by the Eagles. What did you see, Darren?
Well, Brandon Ray's got the ball. And
I'm not sure. Well, there's been some goofy things going on here in that regard here tonight. But
well, that full moon's gone, isn't it? I mean,
it's about a
kind of a
4/5 of a moon now.
I might want to stay home tomorrow.
Ball on the 44. Eagles somehow get possession on that. I thought clearly that was a fumble and a recovery.
I don't know.
They whistled it dead before. Because it squirted loose kind of a second time there, right?
I mean,
but I think they blew the whistle too early, maybe, is what it was. But, oh well. Eagle ball, first and 10 on their own 44.
Well, look, we've got just about everybody in the box. Look at that.
And a whistle on the snap. Flag down.
False start.
That's about all we've had in penalties, as you mentioned tonight. Offsides and false starts.
Yeah.
5-yard penalty, first and 15 now for the Eagles. back to the 39-yard line. 10:25 left to play in this one.
No error-free game, no interceptions. Has there been any interceptions or
no,
any fumbles?
Just a fumble.
The fumble?
We had the one fumble.
That's right.
But other than that, back to throw, pass in the flat, caught
this
by
could be
Harris.
Dangerous.
Harris.
All right.
Called down there. Caden Juba in there on the tackle along with, looks like Manny Granillo again.
Huskins coming off. Looks like he tweaked his back or his side.
Second down and six for the Eagles at their own 48.
Looks like the boys are, some of them might be cramping up a little bit.
Warm night again.
Yeah, I see them pulling on their toes and stretching.
Second down and six from the 48 for the Eagles. Packed in tight. They'll pitch it. They try to run it short side of the field, left side. Lucas Prohl on the carry, and he'll get the first down. First and 10 to the Buck 43-yard line. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago.
Caden Juba on the tackle. He, and it's easy for me to say sitting up here, but he could have come up about 5 or 6, 7 yards to make contact with the guy, and he kind of waited for him. He's got to learn to come up and make that contact. Yeah, see, we got a cramp.
Yeah, we got one of the Blue Earth players down. Yeah, they're working on a cramp here. I can't see who it is.
I can't either.
We'll take a timeout. 9:25 left to play. 21-19, Blue Earth area leading on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Back in a moment.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Mapleton, Joe Bell was the Buck player down with the cramp. He's up and okay. And now flags fly again on the next snap. It's first and 10 on the Buck 43 for the Eagles, but another penalty and another false start.
Nope, offside.
Oh, well, he did it wrong the first time.
Though. Yes, he did.
Offside. Well, it's not like we haven't seen that yet tonight. First and five at the 38 for the Eagles now. Single setback is Amaris Harris now. Bunch formation to the left side, and here's a pitch to Harris. And he'll pick his way through for close to a first down, but another flag is down. This one's going to go against Maple River.
It's got to be a holding.
This might be the first penalty of the night that's not offsides or a false start.
Yep, holding.
I think that is the first holding call of the night.
It is.
Isn't that something?
Not that nobody's held the whole game.
Well, no. What'd they say? You could call that on every play. Didn't they say that about the NFL or something?
Correct. I think at just about any level. You've just got to learn to be good at it.
Yeah. And so the penalty comes back to the Buck 48 now.
Gomez out. Caden Osborne in.
First and 15 at the Buck 48-yard line now for the Eagles. Shotgun with two backs. Harris in motion. Kept by Trio on the run. Good gain to the Buck 40 for about 8 yards, but still a second down coming up. Spotted at the 39. Second down, about six to go from there. Down to 8:32 left to go. The Eagles just wanting to use a bunch of time here if they can really drag this drive out here. and then cap it off with a score. That would go a long way toward the victory. Here's a jet sweep, handoff to Harris, cuts it back to the middle. Good gain by Harris down inside the Buck 25-yard line. First down, Eagles.
Tackle by Branson Huskins. Another step and he's gone.
He's a little dangerous. Amaris Harris, very quick.
It's like a water bug.
Yes, he is. Kind of tough to tackle. Not a big guy by any means, but 5'8", 140. Very quick and shifty, though. First and 10 now at the Buck 20, where are we at? 23-yard line.
He looks like he weighs more than 140 pounds to me.
Yeah, he's put together pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah.
And here's the Roll. Handoff. He is going to get a decent gain there down inside the 15. Prohl, Lucas Prohl on the carry, got nine. And so he is probably a half a yard or so short of a first down. Just inside the Buck 15-yard line, around the 14. Eagles trying to cap off a nice drive here and get up by a couple scores. As time's starting to become a factor, we're down to 7 minutes left to go in the game. Bucks need to come up with a stop maybe here. This is going to be tough to come back from. And here's the pitch, left side, Harris.
I think that's a touchdown.
And he's going to try to beat everybody to the corner. Did he get in? No.
1 yard line.
And a first and goal coming up for the Eagles at the Buck 1 yard line as Harris couldn't quite get to the corner there.
They're going no huddle.
Trying to punch it in from one. Orduna is in the backfield, feeling that it's going to go to him here, and they'll try the old dive or trap play up the middle here. There's Orduna, left side, off left tackle, and he goes in for the touchdown. A one-yard run by Anthony Orduna is another touchdown brought to you by Jay Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They provide a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop in Blue Earth, and Wyatt Burr on for the extra point again. So the Eagles now taking a 27-19 lead pending the extra point. Here's the snap. Good one. Kick up. And it is good. With 6:39 left to go in the game on the REMAX Total Realty of Fairmont and Blue Earth scoreboard, 28-19, Maple River leads Blue Earth area. Back in a minute.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Andrew Broughton set to kick it off here for the Eagles. And an end-over-end kick short to the 25.
Grand Jeanette.
Fielded by Grand Jeanette, running left side, and a good return to the 48 on the kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Check them out for your next event at stageonesound.com.
I think I stand corrected. I think that was Caden Juba that ran that back.
Okay. So Caden Juba on the return.
I thought it was
13. 13. Instead. Yep. So 47-yard line for Blue Earth area. First and 10 there. They have a lot of work to do now. Down by a couple scores with 6:32 left to go in the game. trips out to the right. We can expect a steady batch of throwing here, and a quick pass right side is caught by Caden Juba, but not for a whole lot of yardage.
Ooh, that one got me a little nervous. It was in the air, air for a while.
And only a yard gain. Second and nine now. Bucks going no huddle.
Got to get Mr. Huss
running out.
Got to get Branson involved somehow.
Trips to the right. Second down. Back to throw. Grand Jeanette. There it is. Caught by Huskins close to the first down. I think
first,
he got it.
First down.
So
tackle
another,
by Walters.
Another first down to the Maple River 41 now for Blue Earth Area. First down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. First and 10 Bucks. Maple River 41. Grand Jeanette hands it off. Braden Ray met in the backfield. That'll be a loss of a yard or two. Second down coming up. So they tried to mix in a run play there that didn't work at all.
No.
Second and 11 for the Bucks now at the 42. Clock continues to run down to 5:15 left to go in the game.
We're going, well, no huddle, which is 2 minute warning, no huddle. You said they're in.
They
no
did
huddle
this all first several games, so they're used to it.
Sure.
Back to throw. Grand Jeanette looking left, goes deep to the sideline, and it is intercepted. That one is picked off by Orduna, I think. Was it number 20? Yes, it was.
Yes. It was intended for Caden Juba.
And Anthony Orduna had the position on it, comes up with the interception, and it's a turnover brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair in Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. So the Eagles come up with the interception. They'll take over first and 10 on their own 15-yard line, and they would like to be able to run the ball here and run the clock, down here. Whether they can or not, we'll see here, but they need some first downs to keep that clock going and get the Bucks to use up their timeouts. Pitch to the left side, and that's Lucas Prohl on the carry for a couple. Second down coming up. So the Eagles in control now on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. They lead it 28-19, 4:48 left to go in the game.
Rosenau on the tackle.
Yeah, we had a penalty.
Holding penalty.
Okay. So that's going to push them all the way back to the 5-yard line. Back to the 5, where it will be first and 20, basically. Pin deep now are the Eagles.
We've still got our timeouts this half, don't we?
Yep. Well, let's see. Did anybody take one? I can't remember for sure, but. And here's a handoff. Eagles going to just stay on the ground.
Yep.
Not much room there on the handoff to. Who was that? Maris Harris
yeah,
on the carry.
Harris, yep.
To the 7. Second down, and 18 or so to go from there. Eagles content to take their time on the plays here as that clock continues to run down to 4:08 left to go. Second down, 18 to go. And handoff goes straight ahead to Orduna again. That quick trap play gets good gain again. Still a long ways for the first down. But
Branson Huskins on the tackle.
Third and about 8 now for the Eagles. Ball out to the 20, 2-yard line. Or no, 17-yard line. Third and 8.
Big play here. They need to get the ball back.
And again, quarterback Zach Trio taking his time on the snap, using as much of the play clock as they can, and the handoff goes straight ahead. And a couple yards will bring up a fourth down, and the Eagles will be punting here. Bucks do use a timeout right here with 3 minutes left to go in the game on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Maple River with the lead, 28-19. We're back in a minute.
Granger Tiling has served this area for nearly 30 years. They have the experience to handle all of your drainage issues. They also do a quality job with the work guaranteed. Granger Tiling employs the latest technology in the industry with computerized CAD mapping and the best quality maps. Call Mark today at 507-327-9465 or 507-462-3299 for Granger Tiling.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
New Way K&H Cooperative reminds you, clean your fuel tanks and change filters in preparation for fall. For more information, visit newway-knh.com.
Back here in Mapleton, Eagles on fourth down. Good punt by Jackson Bate. And did Caden Juba touch that? Caden Juba was the deep man on the punt.
Why did they blow it dead? The guy never went down. He could have ran that in for a touchdown, couldn't he?
I don't know, man. They did that before, I thought. It was probably the reason that other one ended up the way it was. But anyway... The officials are talking it over.
Okay. We didn't see that.
What happened?
He signaled for a fair catch.
He did.
Yeah.
Okay. So Caden Juba signaled for a fair catch, but it bounced off of him, and so Maple River's got the ball now at the Buck 35-yard line. And first and 10 there with just 2:47 left to go in the game. And so the Eagles will try to run the clock out. Pitch to Amaris Harris, and he's buried in the backfield for a loss by Manny Granillo again.
Caden Juba slowed him up a little bit, and Manny put a good look on him.
So the Bucks, I don't think, are going to do anything about stopping the clock here. They are down by two scores, and time's gotten away from them here. 2:22 left to play. And the Bucks are going to start the year 0-4. Maple River will pick up their first win of the season and go to 1-3 at the halfway mark of the regular season. And they pack it in tight here. They may just take some knees here now. Well, they hand it off anyway. And Orduna on the carry.
Joseph Bell.
Of a gain there.
Joseph Bell on the tackle.
1:53. Bucks do use a timeout here now. 1:53 left to play. RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. It's Blue Earth Area leading, Maple River leading Blue Earth Area 28-19. Back in a minute.
Call Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton for hardwood floor install, refinish, and resurfacing. With Bear Hardwood Floors, you can trust that you'll know what kind of service you're getting ahead of time. Quality work done on time. Call Ryan at 507-380-4312 today for your free estimate. Get your floors looking great with affordable and professional service from Bear Hardwood Floors of Mapleton.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Back here in Mapleton, third and two for the Eagles from the Buck 37. Split backs behind Trio, and the handoff goes to Lucas Prohl. Actually, it was third and 12, not third and two. Now fourth down and about 9 yards to go after a three-yard run there by Prohl.
Gamble and Velan on the tackle.
Bucks took their final timeout now, I think. So we'll do the same. 1:47 left to play. 28-19, Maple River leading. Blue Earth area back in a moment.
This is Tara Garbus with the Soda Group, True Real Estate. Whether you are looking to buy or sell, you can feel confident giving any one of us at the Soda Group a call. Becca, Kaylee, or myself are here to help. Be sure to check out our Facebook page, The Soda Group, True Real Estate, for contact info and to connect with us. We are your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
There's always something fun to do at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Play bingo on Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, it's the Queen of Spades. The Queen is still out there. Get your free ticket between 4 and 6:30 p.m. for a chance to win $7,500. And at the Blue Bear on Sundays, it's happy hour all day with the Ultimate Bloody Mary Bar starting at 11:30 and the meat raffle at 3, followed by horse races. Plus, come watch the Vikings and guess the exact winner and score, and your tab is on us. That's all at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan.
Punting situation for the Eagles. Jackson Bade is on. Shooting one toward the corner, but it's going to roll into the end zone for a touchback.
He sure kicks a nice football.
Yes, he does. Didn't quite get the corner like he was trying to do there. But yeah. First and 10 at the 20. But yes, Jackson Bade got very nice. Kicks a nice ball, can kick them a long ways, too.
Yeah. You don't see many high school kids kick a nice spiral.
No.
You know, or even anything that resembles a spiral.
And so first and 10 Bucks on the 20-yard line, but they only have a minute 39 left to go. Grandjeanette from the shotgun. See if they can put anything together for a final drive, but they need two scores. Now they throw under pressure, incomplete on the far side, incomplete pass. Second down coming up. No timeouts left for Blue Earth area.
I think where they're at right now, I think they need to throw some quick hitters instead of trying to throw a 30, 40-yard ball down the field, because Maple River's going to be sitting back waiting for that.
They are.
Throw a slant or something, get the ball in somebody's hands. See if they can't make it work running after the catch.
Second and 10 at the 20. 1:31 left to go now. In motion goes Juba. Back to throw. Grandjeanette under pressure again, and he's going to get sacked this time. Back at around the 10-yard line. Down goes Grandjeanette on a sack, brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brandt and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth.
Be third and about 20.
And a minute to go in the game. Back to throw, Grandjeanette again. Fires it upfield, caught by Huskins at the 20, and he races out of bounds to stop the clock with 50 seconds to go. Huskins down on the sideline now. That's not a good sign.
I think maybe he's got a cramp.
Okay. Let's hope that's all that is.
I think Dusty was going to help him up, and I think he told him,
Colby Swanson, if you're listening, it's just a cramp.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're working on him now. And I think he'll be fine. Well, this was a good game. It really has been sort of dominated by Maple River in the second half. Though,
yes, without a doubt. I thought the first half was pretty wild and woolly.
Yeah.
We saw quite a few things that we didn't think we'd see or didn't want to see, but we saw them. And I think Maple River has kind of dominated the second half.
So, yeah, that first quarter in particular was a crazy start. We had all kinds of things going on there, some really big plays. And then things kind of mellowed out a little bit. But second half, Maple River has really been in control. The Buck offense just not really able to do a whole lot here in this second half.
I think the first half you could say is organized confusion.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly entertaining.
Yeah, it was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Huskins is up and okay. He's walking off under his own power. It was just a cramp, I think, that he had to have worked out here.
I tell you what, those cramps are not fun.
No, I get them in bed, and then there's that moment where you try to get up to walk it off, but if you wait too long, then
it
really gets
it
tight.
Your toe or your arch?
I get them in my foot a lot, the toe area. But I get them in my calves, too, sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm not drinking enough water. I know that's a problem. Back to throw. Grand Jeanette tries to flip it out near side, incomplete.
I threw it to Joe Bell. Joe knew better than to catch it.
Ineligible receiver. Well, the Eagles are going to win here tonight, and they take over on downs here, and we'll just run out the remaining 44 seconds. And this one will be in the books, and the Bucks will regroup and try to put together their first win next week.
They go to the sewer? No.
No, that's a few weeks away yet here. I'm trying to think of who they have next. I'll look it up and tell you in a second here, but we got USC on next Friday. And the Eagles take a knee. Bucks can't stop the clock. They might have to run one more play.
Yeah.
Did I call Braden Ray Brandon Ray a couple times? Or
I might have.
Or did you?
I don't know. Somebody tell us.
Ted Armand's scolding you already. Yeah. He's on you.
Ted's at home, and that's a good place for him.
Sad. Don't pick on Ted. I still want him to help us with wrestling this winter. All right. This one's winding down as the Eagles take another snap. And the final score, it's Maple River with a 28-19 win over Blue Earth Area on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We'll be back to Mapleton to wrap it up in a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
It's time to visit the Nordis Stone Center in Minnesota Lake. Did you know Nordis American Home carries the largest stone color selections in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa? Whether it's adding stone to the exterior of your home, interior wall, or fireplace, our in-house designer will guide you through the selection process for all your projects. Professional installation through independent contractors. Nordis Stone Center, Highway 22 in Minnesota Lake. NordisHomes.com. Start your next project with Nordis.
If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Vote to re-elect John Roper as your District 1 County Commissioner. A vote for John would be a vote for leadership and experience. He has a strong background in ag business, drainage issues, and a firm understanding of the county issues we will be dealing with in the upcoming 4 years. John would greatly appreciate your vote on November 5th. Vote to re-elect John Roper for District 1 County Commissioner. Prepared and paid for by John Roper on his own behalf.
Back here in Mapleton, final score again. Maple River wins it 28-19 over Blue Earth area. And the Bucks have a tough one next week again. They're on the road at Laverne. And so that will be a tough test to try to get their first win. And Maple River, using a pretty good second half, Darren, pulled away for the win here tonight.
Yeah, they took control of the game, made it their game, without a doubt. They were better in the second half. They might have been better in the first half if they wouldn't have had a few screw-ups. But it was certainly an interesting game to watch.